man epidemic is on the surge right now, because why am I seeing so many heartbroken girls on my FYP? And the most annoying and sad truth about this is that the relationship dynamics are always the same. I'm sure you've seen it in your friends or even yourself. There's always one person who is genuinely trying to build something with you, genuinely has interest in you, wants the best for you, matching with someone who doesn't even know what they want, doesn't even have you in their best interest, and just full-on engaging in tomfoolery lah, thinking that the whole world revolves around them. Like, when I was younger, I knew this person who was always comparing me with other girls firstly, and has really bad anger management issues. There was even one point where he told me he'll be like the next Bollywood star, and then when I disagreed, he gets so angry at me. And then he'll tell me like his girl best friend agrees with him. It was so bad. There's one thing that I've learned from dealing with toxic men is that toxic men don't change from conversations, but they change from consequences. That's why most toxic partners only value their exes once they realize what they lost. Women, we speak with the language of intention. For example, oh, he didn't mean to do it. Oh, he wanted to do this for me. Oh, he said he wanted change. He said this, he said that, that. For men, they speak in the language of results and actions, because that's what society rewards them for. I think that by going the extra mile and doing more things for him is going to make him value you and appreciate you more. But the truth is, they might actually start growing more resentful of you, because that grace and devotion you give a toxic partner, they did absolutely nothing to earn it. So if you give something away as if it is nothing, then they will treat it as such. Toxic men will react to loss. Loss in access, loss in attention. So the number one rule when a toxic man comes back to your life, do you know what to do? You don't yet. Reward their mediocrity with distance and disinterest. Enough is enough, guys. And for the young girls watching this video, it's okay to go through these things. There's still good men out there. For the guys watching this, we know not all men are bad. But there's been enough men acting like this for women to be scared of all men. Let's just be nice, okay guys? Let's be nice. Let's be nice and let's be honest.